More details are emerging about a security operation in the Central Highlands of West Papua that activists describe as a covert operation of killing and forced disappearances. They say 18 people have been killed in recent weeks by the Indonesian military. The activists say the violence is payback for the killing of 6 Indonesia Special Forces soldiers in February. The Indonesian embassy in Canberra has issued a blanket denial, describing the reported violence as rumours and lies. But the ABC has been provided further information that tells a different story, as Peter Lloyd reports.
When Timor-Leste went from being a mineral-rich, restive province to independence more than a decade ago, Indonesia's rulers drew a line in the sand. They made it clear to the world that they would not tolerate losing West Papua too. It's the nation's other big, resource-rich province, with a population violently agitating to go their own way. Indonesian security forces were humiliated at the start of the year when 6 elite special forces troops were killed by members of the West Papua National Liberation Army. The murders took place around Puncak Jaya in the Central Highlands. It is this same district where activists say a payback operation has been underway since April. Jonah Wender is a spokesman for the military wing of the Free Papua organisation. This is how he described the killing of 11 people in a text message on Friday.
They were picked from different places like school, gardens, on the road, and even taken from their home and kill them and throw them in the bush.
An official at the Indonesian embassy in Canberra assured PM the allegations of extrajudicial killings would be investigated. He was provided with a list of people named as victims of the security forces to assist on checking to prove that they still exist and are alive. Instead, the embassy released a statement full of angry denial.
With regard to the report, the embassy was informed by relevant authorities in Papua that these rumours are completely unfounded and are false. Based on our inquiry, there is no such violence. It seems that these rumours and lies were spread by certain individuals and groups with the aim to discredit the government of Indonesia in its efforts to ensure the continued development in the Papua provinces.
Mysteriously, 7 more dismembered bodies have been recovered, according to Jonah Wender from the Free Papua organisation.
There's a military operation zone. That's why the police in Indonesia say that there's nothing killing going on. They're liars.
Jonah Wender has issued a challenge to the Indonesian government to allow independent human rights teams to come to the province to investigate. Supporters of the movement have begun quietly documenting the killings, but asking too many questions seems a dangerous pastime. There are reports that people who've gone in search of family and friends have themselves gone missing.
There's no very limited access, even local people, even pastors or some other people to speak out because there's a military in every way in that particular place, at Puncak Jaya.
Among the 18 people who are alleged to have been killed recently are 6 village chiefs. A fortnight ago, they'd been invited as guests for the inauguration of the new governor, Lucas Enembe, in the provincial capital, Jayapura. It's alleged that on the drive home, the 6 were stopped at a military checkpoint where they were beaten, tortured and later killed. Activists have published the names of the dead and challenged the Indonesian authorities to prove them wrong.
Peter Lloyd with that report.